Merry Christmas, everybody. Jesse Newman here from MusicWorksNYC.org. I am putting together a remote broadcast for my amazing students at Good News Home. I imagine you are celebrating Christmassy things today. And here is the music class to add to your holiday. We are doing a Christmas sing-off. That's right, a Christmas sing-off. So we have 12, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 Christmas hits. We have got them NBA basketball bracket style. A couple of tunes got a buy-in. A couple of tunes are going head-to-head with each other. We're going to go through them and eliminate as we go and pick the most Christmassy song possible. And in the process, try to get to a winner. So I know that is very subjective, and you will just have to rely upon me and my infinite wisdom to find the one that works the best. So let's start with this. Let me just name the contenders. I'm not going to name all the contenders. We'll build the drama as we go. I think what I'd like to start off with is I'm going to ease in with a song called Sleigh Ride. And this is by the Ronettes. Here we go. The Ronettes with Sleigh Ride. Oh my goodness. There are so much going right and so much going wrong in that song. I mean, first of all, how many key changes do they go through? Ring-a-ling, 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 ring-a-ling. Keep getting higher and higher. Building the Christmas excitement. You got to love that. Also, any song with horse beat, hoofs, clomping, horse beat, I don't know what that is, horse's hooves clomping the beat, and an electric bass solo at the end. I mean, come on, you can't say no to that. I don't know, there are a couple of drawbacks to me, though. There was a little weakness, showed a little weakness in that whole string section in the middle, was a little squared off. The horse whinny at the beginning and end seems a bit much, so hard to say, but that's our first entrance, and now we're going to come in with our next entrance, participant, and going head-to-head with the Ronettes is Nat King Cole with The Christmas Song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
The amazing Nat King Cole with The Christmas Song. You know, right off the bat, the strings, A+, the bridge with the tiny piano solo, and then the tiny guitar solo, and Nat just smooth. I have heard the argument made that Nat's brother Freddie Cole was actually the better singer, but that Nat, being the better, smoother looker, got the fame. I can't get entangled in that kind of King Cole gossip. All I can do is deal with the facts at hand. And the facts at hand say to me clearly that between the Ronettes' Sleigh Ride and Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song, the clear winner is Nat King Cole with The Christmas Song. So he will advance to the next round. Let's take a look at our next bracket, we have got two very strong contenders for the following spot. They are in a similar vibe, but we will go through and I'll let you be the judge. And when I say you, I mean I'll let me be the judge. But let's just assume that you're sending your votes and vibes to me. So what we're going to do is start off the next round with Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Brenda Lee with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. A little bit of a sneaky sort of deeper meaning, little meta type question in there. Rockin' Around in the new old-fashioned way. What is that about? The new old-fashioned way? Not exactly sure. I love the sort of just like silly... She just sounds kind of like a goofy teenager. I don't know how old she was when they made the recording. Probably not too far past a teenager, but the little scratch and crack in her voice, and I love that reverb they use on her voice. Just like, I mean, there's a reason that that song has just become the automatic soundtrack ad to any Christmas commercial or goofy scene or anything like that. But... we do have a strong contender here coming in as the opponent to Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. We have the man himself, Mr. Chuck Berry with Run Rudolph.
Tell him I'm reeling like a merry-go-round. Said Santa to a girl child, what would please you most to get? A little baby doll that can cry, sleep, drink, and wet. And then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a saber jet.
What else do you need to say? It is Chuck. It's Chuck. The guitar sound, the little drawl that he's got when he speaks. He's given Santa directions, GPS. Wouldn't it be great if you get Chuck Berry as your GPS coordinator? It's a tough one, but it's not really. You got to go with Chuck. You got to go with Chuck. I am making the call. I'm making the call right now. Second round, we have Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, and then Chuck Berry, Run, Run, Rudolph, and I am advancing Chuck Berry, Run, Run, Rudolph, to second round. Pretty good. All right, we are coming up to the next two contenders. Now, this one is a strange one, but we actually have... one contender competing against himself. We have the one and only Elvis Presley with White Christmas competing against the one and only Elvis Presley with Blue Christmas. Are you white or blue? I don't know. Tough to tell these days. We're all living in a politically fractured world, and a lot of competing influence. Blue Christmas or White Christmas? Let's start with White Christmas. This is, of course, the king, the man, Elvis Presley with White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those streets are glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright. Your Christmas is me white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Days be merry and bright, and behold, your Christmas is the one.
Elvis Presley with White Christmas. I mean, You cannot get more overdone than the way he sings that song. It is so much of a, it's almost like a caricature of itself, the way he sings that song. But at the same time, I can't think of anyone else I would rather have singing right to me than Elvis Presley at that moment. I could think of a lot of people, but for the sake of this discussion, I'm going to say I can't think of anyone. He just, man, what a showman. He sells it, and he, the Heidi bit always gets me too. So how do you go up against Elvis with more Elvis? Here's Elvis Presley with Martina McBride and Blue Christmas.
It being the time of the year that it is, I'd like to do my favorite Christmas song of all the ones I've recorded.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking.
Presley taking on Elvis Presley with Martina McBride in Blue Christmas. I love the way the, this is in front of a live audience, and I love the way all of the young women in the audience who are smitten with Elvis just go nuts for Martina McBride. Man, that is a tough one. You know, Elvis against Elvis, you got your White Christmas, the real... Heidi traditional, just singing straight at you. But then now you have Elvis sort of sitting back and taking on Elvis with Blue Christmas. And I know this is going to be an unpopular decision for some people, but I am going to go with Blue Christmas. I just think that something about the swagger and the little twinkle in his eye and what Martina brings to it. It's a cool song. It's a cool song, and it's a little like, I think it sets the tone for all the sort of modern, snarky Christmas rom-com type movies where it's like, oh, this Christmas is going to be the worst, and then it turns out to be great. He's letting you know. He's like, yeah, forget your White Christmas. I got your Blue Christmas right here. So we're going to move on. Blue Christmas advances. Now we're going to have the last two contenders in our first round. And yet again, we've got a double contender, doppelganger, doubler, Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 against Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5. We're going to start off with Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 with I Saw Mommy Kissing
Merry
Santa
Christmas
Claus.
And a Happy New Year. This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
Fellas, you just gotta believe him. How could you not believe him? It's Michael Jackson. How could you not believe anything Michael Jackson says? Nope, not gonna go there. That's not that kind of podcast. But I do believe him when he says that he saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. And you know what else I believe? When Michael Jackson tells me that Santa Claus is coming to town. Jackson and the Jackson 5, Santa Claus is coming to town. I think we can just call it right here. It is obvious that Santa Claus is coming to town knocks out the previous I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Just, it's funkier, it's got more going on, just in that first, the first note he sings out, and, you know, he's going through the toys, he's making a list. I like it. It works for me. Santa Claus coming to town, Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 defeating the other Michael Jackson, Jackson 5, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. So now, before we recap where we are in the competition, we have got two play-ins. That's right, we had head-to-heads for the first eight songs. We've got two play-ins. And actually, no, we've got four play-ins. So let's go with that. We're going to start right where we left off. We had Michael Jackson, Santa Claus Coming to Town advancing. And now he is coming up right away in the second round against the play-in, a song that made its way through on its own merits. This is Donny Hathaway with This Christmas.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright, we're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. Presents and cards are here, my world is filled with cheer and you this Christmas. And as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do this Christmas. Fireside's blazing bright, we're caroling through the night.
I do not want to tip my hand too far, only in the second round of the competition, but man, Donny Hathaway is one flippin' good musician. That, oof, it's a good song. Just the whole spirit, the orchestration, that da-da-da-da, boom, boom, that little tritone sub move. I mean, not to geek out too much, but he's pretty good. So yeah, I'm gonna just move on ahead. I'm gonna say, you know what? Second round, Donny Hathaway, This Christmas versus Jackson 5, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I'm gonna have to advance Mr. Dr. Hathaway, This Christmas. Great song. If that song was not about Christmas, it would still be a great song. I'm loving it. But we cannot celebrate too long because we got another heated competition right on the heels. We're looking at the next play-in. We had Elvis Blue Christmas defeat Elvis White Christmas, but now we've got a strong contender playing in for the second round in this third bracket spot is the man himself. He was mentioned in the movie Fargo, maybe the best non-on-screen cameo ever, Mr. Jose Feliciano with Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. You, Daryl, and your family, a merry, merry Christmas, and a lot of blessings on you and your show and your family. And thank you for inviting me. God bless you. I count my blessings, and one of them was hanging out with you. Thank you.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
Feliciano, I'm going to have to fade this out because it just goes and goes and goes. And man, this guy, you're always getting something good with Jose Feliciano, just as they say in the movie, just how it comes out in the movie. I'm sure you picked out he's talking to Daryl. This was actually from a live session that Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates, he does this live from Daryl's house, and this is episode 37, and man, just say what you will about the simplicity and the, you know, cliche-ness of that song, whatever. Man, Jose, what a performer. He rocks it out. He's calling out the band. He's praising Daryl and saying, I count my blessings, and this is just a dude that he likes being on the stage playing music, and I gotta love that. So as hard as this is for me to do, as much as I love Elvis, I am going to advance Jose Feliciano with his 19-word massive master hit. 19 words, count them out. Feliz Navidad. I will advance him over Elvis, Blue Christmas, into the third round. There you have it. There he is. That's it. All right. Now, we've got to move back up. If you remember, in our second playoff, we had Brenda Lee rocking around the Christmas tree against Chuck Berry, Run, Run, Rudolph. Chuck Berry ran away with that win. And now we've got him coming up in the third round. Chuck Berry, Run, Run, Rudolph against an unlikely entry here. But I have to say, of all the Christmas albums, this is one of my favorites. This is Mr. Lou Rawls with Little Drummer Boy.
Come, they told me, pa-ra-pa-pa-pum, there's a newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pa-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-ra-pa-pa-pum, to lay before the king, pa ra pa pa pum, ra pa pa pum, ra pa pum pum. So to honor him, pa ra pa pa pum, a winner we come, oh, that's a winner we come. Little baby, pa-ra-pa-pa-pa, I am a poor boy too, pa-ra-pa-pa-pa, I have no gift to bring, pa-ra-pa-pa-pa, that's fit to give our king, pa-ra-pa-pa-pa, pa-ra-pa-pa-pa, pa-ra-pa-pa-pa. When will we come? Mary nodded, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. I say the ox and the lamb kept time, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Played on my drum for him, pa rum pa pum pum, rum pa pum pum, rum pa pum pum. Then he smiled at me, pa rum pa pum pum. Me and my drum, me and my drum. He smiled at me and my drum. I started to play for him. Pum 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 pum.
From his Christmas album, Lou Rawls, The Little Drummer Boy. Man, Lou Rawls. If you're going to make a Christmas album, make Lou Rawls' Christmas album. It is a good one. It is not disappointing. This guy, I mean, that song is not a funky song. It is just, it's a Christmas song, you know, do what you can, but he does the most with it. He does rum-pum-pum-pum's not even a real lyric, and he just makes it happen. So, you know, Jose Feliciano only used 19. Lou Rawls, I mean, his hook didn't even have any lyrics. So I have to say, I know this is in a weird way. It's hard sometimes to see the student become the master, but as much as I love Chuck Berry and Run, Run, Rudolph, I'm going to have to advance Lou Rawls' Little Drummer Boy to the third round of our playoffs. So we've got, in the third round, Donny Hathaway, This Christmas, Jose Feliciano, Feliz Navidad, Lou Rawls, The Little Drummer Boy, and now, one last play-in for the remaining spot in our Christmas 2020 sing-off. If you remember previously, Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song defeated the Ronettes' Sleigh Ride. Nat King Cole, The Christmas Song, sitting there in the second round, and now about to take on an interesting, much more modern newcomer, not to the music industry, not to our Christmas canon, but to this contest, we have Long Island native, my hometown, Long Island, my home area, Miss Mariah Carey with All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come. All
Long Island's own Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey with All I Want for Christmas Is You. I have heard her referred to as the Queen of Christmas. I haven't actually heard anyone say that. I'd read it on the internet. But apparently, she is the Queen of Christmas. Man, this is tough. This is maybe the most difficult decision I'm going to have to make in this whole broadcast. We're coming in at 53 minutes, and so far we've gotten our way from Jackson 5 and Elvis to Donny Hathaway and Jose Feliciano. I mean, we got there. That was okay. We had to go through Chuck Berry to get to Lou Rawls, and that was tough, but I felt like I could do it, and we got to Lou Rawls. Now we're looking at Mariah Carey, the Queen of Christmas, everyone's sweetheart, from Long Island, against Nat King Cole, the Christmas song. I mean, on a purely just musical level, I think I just want to slide under the blanket with my hot chocolate and let Nat King Cole set me down the road to dreams and presents and, I don't know, Christmas morning pancakes or whatever you eat on Christmas morning. But in terms of just pure Christmas song pleasure, I don't think you can do any better than that Mariah Carey song. And, you know, she nails it. She sings it perfectly. It is the perfect balance. I can't believe I'm even saying this out loud, but she nails it. It's the perfect balance of every little genre nuance that we get in that sort of cheery, got some sleigh bells happening, and even in the beginning with the chimes and the big dramatic intro. And so, you know, I mean, as much as I'm down with Nat King Cole, but I'm kind of down with Nat King Cole at any point, at any time, anywhere, ever. And if we're talking about Christmas, you know, as a Jewish guy from Long Island, I'm going to have to go with Mariah Carey from Long Island. That song, All I Want for Christmas, is going to advance to the third round because, man, she nails it, and she's the queen for a reason. So let me just reiterate. We've now got in the third round. Oh, I'm sorry, Nat. Now I'm going to bust out all my Nat King Cole records later today, so don't feel too bad for Nat King Cole. He did fine. But difficult as it was, we press on. We've now got Mariah Carey with All I Want for Christmas, along with Lou Rawls, Jose Feliciano, and Donny Hathaway. All I Want for Christmas against Lou Rawls' version of The Little Drummer Boy. All right, so we've now heard all of the songs here. I'm going to take a long and hard look at Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, and Lou Rawls' Little Drummer Boy. And again, I think that Lou Rawls' take is the business. But if we're talking about real, total Christmas song cheer, obviously we've got to go with Mariah Carey. So she is now going to advance again to the finals. We've got Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. The video, by the way, is hilarious and fantastic. It involves reindeer and sledding, and you can just see the look on her face. She's like, why am I doing this? Can I just sing my song? I'm so good at singing my song. In the bottom bracket, we've got Jose Feliciano with Feliz Navidad and Donny Hathaway with This Christmas. And this is another tough one because, man, how do you turn down Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad? I mean, that song is just a classic in every sense. And we can hear from his performance before that he just knocks it out of the park. But in keeping with the same criteria that I listed before, when I think about just pure Christmas magic, Donny Hathaway delivers, but steps it up with so much more. I mean, Feliz Navidad is a fun song. It's a cool song. It's got that Christmas spirit. But Donny Hathaway grabs a deeper spirit. It's just this. It's going to be you and me. You're shining brighter than everyone in this town. And he's got the band, and he's got the hat and the scarf. I mean, this is the dude. This is the guy. You can't do better. So Donny Hathaway, This Christmas Advances. So we are now down to the final. We've heard all of our songs. We had the Ronettes and Nat King Cole. Nat advanced. He took on Mariah. Mariah advanced. And then Mariah advanced to the finals. We had Brenda Lee and Chuck Berry. Chuck went ahead. Then Lou Rawls took him out but lost to Mariah, so she's in the finals. In the bottom half of the bracket, White Christmas and Blue Christmas. Elvis went head-to-head with himself, and Elvis won. But Jose Feliciano took out Blue Christmas with Feliz Navidad. Jackson 5 took on the Jackson 5, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town was the winner, but Donny Hathaway slayed that with This Christmas. And then by the most particular of margins, stepped over Jose Feliciano. So now we've got the final: Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, and Donny Hathaway, This Christmas. And this is tough, but I gotta tell you, as tough as it is to say it out loud, it is a no-brainer for me. The number one winner 2020 Christmas sing-off for 2020 and probably every year to come. Here it is.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright, we're caroling through the night, and this Christmas special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here, my world is filled with cheer and you. And as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright, we're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
Donny Hathaway. this Christmas, the winner of the first, probably the last, Christmas song sing-off. You know, Christmas music, there's a lot of silly Christmas music out there, but there's some good ones. We found a bunch, and I would really highly encourage you to find some more and to just find some music in general that will help you get through this winter season, the cold, the dark. We're turning around. We are almost around. We've passed the winter solstice, and we are around the horn and moving towards longer days. And you know, this sounds cliche, but music is medicine. It is good for you. It will help you feel good and look at the world in the best possible way. So I hope you will use some music this season. Enjoy your holiday, whether you are a Jewish boy from Long Island just vibing out to Mariah Carey, or re-examining your connection to the Little Drummer Boy through Lou Rawls. We got so much good Christmas music done with today, and you got the whole rest of the season to explore some more. So thanks again. Big shout out to my students at Good News Home. Sorry I couldn't see you today, but I hope you enjoyed this listening. And to everyone else out there, take it easy, keep listening, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Tots with their eyes all aglow.